Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 results conference call of GR Infraprojects Limited conference call, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashri. Good afternoon. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to the conference call of GR Infra Q3 FY24 and nine-month FY24 earnings call. Without any further delay, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Ajay Kumar Agarwalji for his opening remarks and industry overview, followed by overview of financials by Mr. Anand Rathi, which will be followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mohit. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the third earnings call of GR Infraprojects Limited for financial year 2024. We are accompanied by Mr. Anand Rathi, the CFO of the company. The presentation for today's call has been uploaded on the stock exchange website and on the website of the company at www.grinfra.com. I will now take you through the key highlights of the quarter and recent developments in the infrastructure sector, followed by question and answer session. During Q3 FY24, the company has executed one HAM concession agreement with the National Highways Authority of India. Moreover, two concession agreements for one road project, one ropeway project, and one share purchase agreement for transmission projects are yet to be executed with National Highways Authority of India, SMBD Shrine Board, and REC Power Development and Consultancy Limited, respectively. As on the date, the company has defined mix of 36 BOT projects, of which 10 are operational, 13 are under construction, and 13 projects are awaiting appointed dates. We are constantly working towards diversifying our portfolio, thus reducing vulnerability to fluctuations in any single market or sector and enhance long-term stability for the company. As of 31st December 2023, including order book value of rupees 572 crore for two L1 projects, the company's order book value stood at 19,253 crore rupees, which include the executable order book value of rupees 9,632 crore rupees. Roads and highway development projects have the 83% share in the order book. Moving on the quarterly financial highlights of the company. On the standalone basis, during Q3 FY24, the company has recorded revenue from operations of 1,806 crore rupees, as against 1,898 crore rupees during the same period in the previous financial year. The EBITDA margin stood at 12.62%, as against 14.58% during quarter ended December 31st, 2023. Moving on the sector highlights, the Government of India has proposed to raise the CapEx target by 11.1% to record rupees 11.11 lakh crore for the next fiscal year. The expansion of the capital expenditure outlay by 11.1% for FY25 will greatly bolster economic growth and boost job creation by further powering the infrastructure sector. The government has continued to maintain its focus on infrastructure development in the country, which saw MoRTH getting record high budgetary CapEx allocation of 2.72 lakh crore rupees, reflecting a 5.50% increase from the previous year budget of 2.58 lakh crore rupees. It appears the government has been more cautious in awarding projects where the land acquisition and associated permits are not in place, as a result of which, till December, MoRTH has awarded 3,111 km of highways compared to 7,123 during the same period of FY23. Though the ministry is hopeful the award may still end up over 10,000 km this year, whereas we are little apprehensive on such target as window available for bidding is too short, given that model code of conduct may it in any time. We expect the pace to pick up under the new government that would start to implement Vision 2047 program, where 40 to 50,000 km of access control highway are proposed. Government's vision is to double the average travel speed from existing 40 km per hour to an impressive 85 km per hour. And the ambitious plan is likely to cost around 20 lakh crore rupees. For the year 2024-25, the government has allocated a capex budget provision of 2.52 lakh crore rupees for the Ministry of Railway, indicating a 5% increase from the previous year's budget of 2.40 lakh crore rupees in 23-24. Railway Ministry has also announced to develop three major railway economic corridor, and hence it also opened up a door for us from growth perspective. Concluding, the ratio of capex to GDP, which rose to 3.3% for FY24, is estimated at 3.4% in the new financial year. The government has increased the plan for the infra spending in ensuing financial year, and we are hopeful of adding decent share to our order book. We continue to tap on different opportunities emanating from the aggressive infra growth plan of the government. That's all from my side today. Over to you, Anandji, for updates on financial position of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to take all the investors and audience attending the call to take to the take through the financial highlights of for the current quarter of the company. So our standalone revenue from operation for the quarter ended December 2023 decreased by almost 92 crore, approximately it is 5% year on year to 1806 crore. This decrease was primarily on account of delay in declaration of the appointed dates in the new HAM projects which we won last year and year before. Our consolidated revenue from operation has also decreased by almost 58 crore, approximately 2.6% year on year to 2,134 crore for the quarter. Reason for such decrease has already been highlighted by my earlier conversation. Our standalone EBITDA margin has decreased to 12.62%, as mentioned by Sri Ajendra sir, in quarter ended December 2023 from 14.58% in the quarter ended December 2022. This decrease is primarily because of the increase in staff costs because of delay in appointed date and reduction in the realization of the operating revenue. Our EBITDA margin at group level has also decreased to 23.70%. So I was talking about our standalone EBITDA margin has decreased to 12.62% the quarter ended December 2023 from 14.58% quarter ended December 2022. This decrease is primarily because of the increase in the staff costs because of the delay in the appointed date and reduction in the realization of the operating revenue. Our EBITDA margin at group level has also decreased to 23.79% in the quarter ended December 2023 from 27.14% in the quarter ended December 2022. Our PAT margin at standalone level has also decreased by 10.77% to 155 crore in the quarter ended December 23 as compared to 174 crore in the quarter ended December 2022. PAT margin at console level has also decreased by 25% almost to 243 crore in the quarter ended December 2023 as compared to 323 crores in quarter ended December 2022. Our standalone net worth is almost at 5,706 crore at the end of December 2023, which was 5,215 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Our net worth on console level is around 7,050 crore at the end of December 2023, which was 6,265 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Our total standalone borrowing outstanding at the end of December 2023 is around 898 crore, more specific, which includes short-term borrowing of 200 crore, debt to equity of 0.16 times. Our total consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of December 2023 is 6,988 crore with debt to equity of 1.01 times. During the quarter, company has made addition to the fixed asset amounting to rupees 38.6 crore, a net block of property, plant and equipment, intangible asset, in which includes CWIP is rupees 1,090 crore at the end of current quarter. Investment in our subsidiary companies in form of loans as well as an equity is rupees 2,399 crore at the end of December 2023. This was rupees 1,949.8 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Balance equity contribution to be made for our operational or under construction HAM projects, or other power transmission projects is rupees 2,120 crores, which is to be in phase next 2.5 years of time, of which we are expecting around 150 to 200 crore to be infused during the remaining part of the fiscal 2024. Our working capital days at the end of current quarter is 97 days as compared to 104 days at the end of fiscal 2023. Our trade receivable at the standalone basis is around 1,357 crore at the end of December 2023. As compared to 1,880 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. Our trade receivable at the consolidated levels are rupees 290 crores at the end of December 2023 as compared to 462 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. Our unbilled revenue at the standalone basis is rupees 915 crore for the current quarter as compared to rupees 894 crore at the end of December 2022. Our unbilled revenue at the console level is around 325 crore at the end of December 2023 as compared to 425 crore at the end of December 2022. Our inventory levels are at 838 crore at the end of current quarter as compared to 884 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Our cash and cash equivalents at the standalone basis is around 401 crore at the end of current quarter as compared to 242 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. Our cash and cash equivalents at console level is around rupees 815 crores at the end of current quarter as compared to 779 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Mobilization advance outstanding at the standalone level at the end of December 2023 is around 248 crore as compared to 272 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. Our order book at the end of the quarter is around 18,680 crores, which excludes L1 projects for rupees 573 crores approximately. That's all for the financial highlights for the current quarter of the company. I sincerely thanks all our stakeholders, including employees, business partners, vendors, bankers, auditors, who have supported the company in its throughout in standing. On behalf of GN Projects, I thank everybody for attending the earning call. So may I request the floor to be open for question and answer, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First is on the execution. So,
may I request you to use your handset mode? Your sound
is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
So in 9 months, our revenue has declined at standalone level by 10-odd%. So, and we were looking at 5 to 10% kind of or 0 to 5% kind of a growth for this year. So how we can look at the fourth quarter and given the AD is pending for 13 odd projects. So when the AD will come and how one can look at the FY 2025 revenue and at the same time the order inflow. So how much on the EPC terms we have received till date and how much more we can expect by March and for FY 2025, whatever the loss of less inflow, how much more we can expect in FY 2025?
Yeah. So that is true that our turnover or operating revenue has declined. And as already mentioned, that is because of that what we were expecting is a declaration of appointed date for the new projects which we got. So far, there was a delay. And this time, probably the ministry or government is quite certain in terms of giving the appointed date without getting the land properly acquired or without having got all permission or approval in place. They are not giving. So they are not taking any chance, basically. And hence, it's a delay into getting that appointed date for the projects which we already won. Yes, I mean, we'll try to catch up, but yes, of course, it depends on how and when that appointed date is being declared. What we expect that for next 2 months of time, we'll be having the appointed date for at least five or six projects. We'll be having those appointed date in place. And yes, our guidance was that we may be having kind of 5% of growth in terms of our operating revenue. But yeah, we may end flattish or maybe 4-5% lesser than what we have achieved last year because of the not declaration of the appointed date. And as far as this order book is concerned, we have been what we were thinking is that the government would be and that the way the government was also positioning is that there would be coming up various projects in the month of or at least before that model code of conduct kick in. However, we haven't seen that come actually that converted on the ground in that manner. And what we believe is that though government is claiming that they would be awarding around 10,000 kilometers of the road projects in the current financial year, we are a little apprehensive in this regard. Maybe when this new government came into power, they formed a new government, probably they would be picking up in terms of the awarding activity would be picking up in next financial year only. So for FY 2025, again, I mean, depending on how and when we'll be getting that appointed declared for the existing project, our turnover would be in the range of same what we achieved in the current year, maybe 5% even lesser than what we have achieved in current year. That's the case. Yeah, please.
Sir, just to clarify, so we are looking at 0-5% 5% kind of a decline in FY 2025 revenue also.
Yeah.
Okay. And second, in terms of inflow, how much are we looking at? So by March, obviously, whatever. So if the government delays the awarding, so even if how much we are still hoping to get, how many projects value we have bidded, and for FY 2025, how much value of projects are we looking at to win?
See, pipeline is strong enough. So what we are targeting is going forward in terms of pipeline, there is almost 185,000 crore of kind of road projects is already there in the pipeline, right, which includes both EPC, all the projects, EPC, HAM projects, and BOT. And then roadway projects are also there. So there is a strong pipeline in terms of visibility of future upcoming bids. It's almost 2 lakh crore of bid which we are targeting. And depending on maybe for the current year, depending on how fast that government pick up that awarding activity in the current financial year, we are targeting for at least in current financial year, we'll be able to get more at least 4-5,000 crore of projects in the current financial year. Of course, subject to that awarding activity being pick up by government, both or any other agencies. But for next financial areas, of course, our target would be in the range of 15,000 crore of the order, which we'll be getting by bidding the almost 2 lakh crore of pipeline, which is visible.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Yeah, got it. Just sir, what's the value of these 13 projects where AD is pending and 5-6 projects where we are expecting the AD by March? So what would be the value? So I'm asking the EPC value.
So pending is almost 9,300 crore of the order, 9,200, I would say, 9,200 crore of order where appointed AD has to be declared. For next, I mean, for the current year, the appointed date which we are expecting would be again in the range of 4,000 crore of the project we will be having the appointed declared for the current year.
Okay, okay. And in terms of just of, 2-3 points, so trade payable on standalone as on December is how much?
Trade payable on standalone, business, right?
Right, right, sir.
Nine twenty-six crore.
And in terms of the out of the total data, 1367. How much is the SPV HAM data?
It's 1100 odd crore.
Okay, okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, just if you could just repeat the number FY25 on the FY24 revenue, which is expected to be 0 to 5% lower. On that, we are looking at 0 to 5% growth in FY25.
No. That would be flattish. FY25 would be kind of flattish or minus 5% probably, I would say.
Okay, okay. So, so 24 is again minus 5% and 25 again will be minus 5%.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. And so, sir, this project awarding has been pretty muted now. Again, I think we had revised our guidance previous quarter as well on the ordering flow. And now again, we are looking at very limited number of order flows. So, how confident are we on these numbers which we just spoke about in terms of order inflow? Because it's hardly any time left now. I mean, about 2-3 weeks now for the ordering to happen. Any bids you have bid for? Any project you have bid for where it's to be open? Any quantum you can provide?
So there are projects where results are yet to be declared. But see, pipeline is strong, and so far we have almost 8 projects where bids are yet to be opened. Out of that 8, seven projects are under road sector, almost 5,500 crore. But for FY25 order inflow, we are confident we'll be getting more projects because pipeline visibility in terms of future projects where we'll be participating is high, right? It's all because of that election year and the government not yet started awarding activity for different reasons. However, they have been claiming again and again that they will be, achieving their target for the current financial year as well. But because now, as you rightly mentioned, that the timeline remains very slow, so we are also little apprehensive in terms of the current year awarding activity. That's why we are not expecting, we are not betting much on current year awarding, yes. But for next financial year, we are confident we'll be getting more projects.
Sure. And sir, this, your standalone margins are now at near 12.5-12.6%, which you mentioned is because of the slower pickup in execution. But next year, again, we are looking at almost flattish execution. So is it fair to assume that your margins will be at current levels only next year as well?
Right. We can assume because we have got almost 8-10 projects which we were expecting that appointed date would be declared by December or January somewhere. But in terms of mobilization, in terms of mobilization of manpower, machinery, we are already there and we are just waiting for that appointed date to be declared, and hence this cost has been, you know, this increase in cost is reflected into our margin, while my margin has been decreased or my, because of that reason solely, which I believe, right? So going forward again, because what I believe is that once this government again came into power, they would be focusing, you know, with, I would say, some strength for, you know, infrastructure execution on that, and we'll be able to catch up even. But because we are not having, you know, open order book with us, which is left right now, so what we believe is that maybe we will not be, you know, growing in terms of our turnover, and hence may not be able to get that kind of margin.
Got it, sir. Yeah, I think that's all from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Deepak Krishnan from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to check your outlook on BOT. Will you be keen to participate? Are you looking at participating with
Mr. Krishnan, may I request you to use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, can you hear me fine now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check if we were keen on participating on BOT projects, and, you know, what is our view? Would we do it with a JV partner, or, you know, how are we thinking? Because we are not seeing any awarding happening on the EPC or the HAM side.
So we are keen, of course, on BOT, but not maybe that aggressive. If it suits our, you know, profitability metrics, probably certainly, or IRL metrics, will certainly be keen on the BOT projects, and which we believe that the government is focusing more on BOT going forward. They also want higher participation of the private player, and where we find that we have ample opportunities to, you know, participate. And yes, and so far, this, as far as this JV partner is concerned, as of now, we are exploring, but yes, we are evaluating those mode also, though yet not finalized. But we are actively, you know, evaluating this BOT opportunities.
So out of the 2 lakh crore pipeline that you mentioned, how much is EPC, HAM and BOT roughly?
See, BOT is around 35,000 crore of the BOT.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question is that in the last call, you had said that you will look at a strategy of diversification. So any update on that? So beyond roads, are you looking to diversify? Any decision taking there?
So, yeah, we are continuously evaluating the other opportunities in the infra sector only. And because of that strategy only, we, you know, we got more projects. I mean, so we have completed one transmission project, or about to complete that transmission project we got almost 2 years back. Now we have taken one more transmission. So we are actively, you know, we are active in, you know, diversifying another sector also. So that's that, and result of that is that we are into, you know, MLP, multi-mode logistic park, or we are into transmission, or we have got one ropeway projects, right? But what has happened is that awarding has not been, you know, that quick, or I would say the pace of awarding is not up to the mark, and hence we couldn't get much of the projects into the in those sectors. But yes, we are actively looking at those others, you know, other sector which is apart from road.
So in these sectors will not give you that kind of a scale, but if you see the union budget, large part of awarding sectors are railways, water, so defense, buildings, some of these segments. So what are your thoughts of basically getting yourself eligible to bid for larger total addressable opportunity in the bidding in the EPC segment beyond road? So more, I would say, mid to longer term. So how do you see the opportunity arising in these segments? Because GND can give you some opportunity, but it's very capital intensive. You have to invest equity and then look at monetization. But more on the EPC side, to balance growth, I mean, your guidance is decline of next 2 years. So, but if you have to come back on path to growth, so diversification is very important at the current scale. So how do you see opportunity arising for yourself? Will you ever evaluate these segments in your overall strategy of diversification?
No, so basically it takes time actually to evaluate, and we in last 2 years we diversified into different sectors, and too many sectors we have entered into, right? And though we tried to diversify, we tried to get more projects into railways segment, railway sector also, but not much awarding has been happening into railway sector, though the budget has been increased for railway, and we are actively pursuing that those sector, that railway sector as well. As far as this building sector is concerned, that is also under evaluation, which we and it may take time, probably another 3 months, where we have to, you know, finalize our strategy, how to enter and when to enter on those sectors. But yes, we'll be targeting, you know, more sectors going forward. Yes. And you rightly mentioned that the ropeway may not be, you know, in terms of ropeway, we may not be getting that kind of big EPC opportunity. Yes, of course. But transmission, where we believe that we'll be having enough opportunities, and again, water and building, which we continue to evaluate, maybe taking another 3 months of time, where we'll be, you know, concluding our strategy in terms of how to and when to enter into the sector.
Okay. And so you said that pending equity, what was the pending equity requirement of the portfolio? I missed that number. So.
2,100 crore.
2,100
crore.
Okay, 2,100 crores. And just on the last thing on the margins, we have been for the similar scale in the past doing better margins. So just wanted to understand in this quarter, what was the mix of HAM and EPC in the revenues? And the residual order book, do you think as the share of, as the ADs come in and more HAM projects move into execution, there is a scope of margin reverting back to 14-15%, which we have been guiding earlier?
Yeah, so my revenue mix would be around 75% is coming from HAM only, and balance is EPC, because as of now in my order book, you'll find that most of the projects are under BOT or HAM mode only. That is one aspect. And second, because see, ultimately, I was supposed to, because I am working at the same level where I was working almost 2 years back, right? So to that extent, my operating leverage is, you know, it's actually working against me. Though we have been trying to get more and more projects, we have been trying to get to diversify into different sectors, yes. But, and in the current quarter itself, I already mentioned that because of extra salary cost, I would say staff cost, extra deployment of manpower, where we were anticipating that the project would be, you know, having appointed date, we'll be getting that revenue realized from those projects. We couldn't get that revenue realized, and hence it is hitting my margins. So yes, of course, when we'll be back to our, you know, normal speed, I would say, where we'll be clocking almost more than 2,000 crore of the revenue for the quarter, certainly our margin would be in the range of 14-15%.
And in the next few quarters, will we reach 2,000 crores? I mean, is there a line of sight?
Yeah. I mean, yes, of course, maybe. So there may be disruption in one or two quarter for next, let's say, for the next financial year, probably one or two quarter, we may, you know, see or we may witness less than 2,000. But we expect that it should be, back in the range of 2,000 crores of the quarter.
Okay. This is the last question, sir, on the BOT toll projects which are coming up for bidding next year. Everyone is talking about it. I mean, we have a strong balance sheet which is very, very under-leveraged, and we are also monetizing our HAM portfolio through the InvIT. So do you think, given the scale of capital which we may get or the leverage which we can get on our standalone balance sheet, there's a huge scope of building a bit a large order book in a less competitive environment where the bidders may be maybe 6-7 bidders and with good IRRs, do you think that scenario playing out next year where you can have large part of the 15,000 crore order book coming in from BOT toll projects?
See, as of now, probably what I believe is that, of course, we don't see that much competition into BOT sector at least, because the limited number of players there will be, you know, participating into the BOT projects.
Again, and we may not be having, I would say, maybe 60% of 15,000 crore, 50%-60% kind of order book I may expect from that BOT. Again, subject to our due diligence of those projects and subject to satisfaction of profitability or IRR level of that project. Yes, I believe that we'll be, you know, we'll be in advantage position to bid for more BOT projects.
How will you exit the BOT projects after COD? Because this is quite sizable, 15,000 crore inflows and 60% is 9,000 crore of inflows from BOT. Does it include HAM projects also or only BOT toll? What will be the exit strategy here?
See, I mean, with whatever interaction we are right now having with the investors, right? There are so many investors who are willing to take BOT projects, who are only eyeing those BOT toll projects only, who are not even interested for HAM projects. There's a set of investors who are willing to invest into BOT toll projects only because they want to play the growth story of country, right? I don't find any challenge in terms of, you know, exiting basically from the BOT projects, whatever we take. Yes, of course, that 50% at least I would expect from BOT toll projects only from the for the order book, which I have given you the guidance, almost 7,500 crore out of that 15,000 crore, we expect that project would be coming from BOT toll only, and maybe another 20%-25% to HAM only. Yes, I mean, we are aggressive. Aggressive, when I say aggressive, that means it suits our, you know, it's set into our then with this metrics of profitability and IRR sort of thing.
We may have a tie-up something like IndiGrid, which we have for transmission asset. We may have a similar kind of platform or back-to-back forward purchase agreements for BOT toll. I mean, are we looking and evaluating those kind of opportunities also?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we are exploring all options. If, let's say, if we end up, you know, doing that kind of tie-up, we probably we may go even bigger in BOT toll.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Those were my questions, and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Vikram Damani from Damani Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. I just had one question. What is the latest on the proposed InvIT listing permissions? Where are we on that?
Can you be a bit louder? We couldn't.
Hi. Is this better?
Yeah, yeah, it's better. Yeah.
I just wanted to know where we are with the proposed InvIT listing. Has the SEBI permission come through? I mean, where are we along that way? Are there any updates, please? Thanks.
Sure.
Yes. I think, you know, asset monetization plan through InvIT is on, you know, very much on track. Last week, updated draft offer document has been filed with SEBI, and reward from SEBI is expected soon, sometime this week itself, maybe early next week. With this timeline, I think we are good to go with, you know, launch of InvIT somewhere towards the end of this month or maybe first week of March, and conclude this InvIT within this fiscal itself, as stated in the last quarter's call.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my first question is on the revenue guidance, which you highlighted as 0%-5% de-growth in FY 2024. If you look at the run rate, the Q4, can we have a 10% revenue growth, if at all I take 5% decline in FY 2024? Is my understanding correct, that we can see this 10% growth even with 9,000 odd crore of executed order backlog, and we can see a 2,200 crore of revenue in Q4, or we can see a lower number, less than, because as you, according to your guidance, we can see a 10% revenue growth in Q4. If you take 5% overall decline in revenue.
10%, you are saying year-on-year basis or what?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I'm not having an clear-cut number in mind, but 10% year-on-year growth is very much achievable. It's not a big issue for us.
Okay. So if you say that if you can achieve 10% growth in Q4, which is like more than 2,200 crore, then your margin, probably then you can get a margin of 14%, because
right.
With this
right.
in Q4. Right.
Yes.
So what is the, so obviously I understand that for the full year we see suppressed margin because of the Q2 and Q3 numbers. But in FY25, what could be a safe run rate of margin, even if you achieve a flat number of say 7,700 odd crore? So is it safe to assume that you can easily achieve a margin of 13%, 13.5% in FY25?
At 13% we should target. And again, as I mentioned, that if we are able to cross 2,000 crore of revenue on quarterly basis, certainly it will be higher than 13%.
Okay, so basically in Q4, as you said, you can achieve more than 2,000 crore with a margin of 14%. And while in FY25, you can assume about 13% margin.
Yep.
In the writing up on the top line. Okay. And sir, on the 26 number, if at all I can just go 1 year forward from 25. So if at all you have all the existing order backlog in execution phase, so what kind of growth you can assume or one can expect in FY26 on a base of FY25? Because if you assume a base of FY25 at 7,700 to 8,000 crore in FY25, what can be the run rate for FY26 in terms of growth?
I think we can achieve easily up to 20-25%
growth. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And sir, one more question from my side. So you said that I assume that you have received an inflow of more than 2,000 odd crore so far in FY24, and another 4,000 to 5,000 crore of inflows we are expecting in next 1.5 months. Right, sir?
Yes.
So, sir, what is the corresponding bid pipeline for this 4,000 to 5,000 crore? Because what I understand is you said 2 lakh crore, which is for the next year. But what could be the corresponding bid pipeline in which you are expecting 4,000 to 5,000 crore? Which is only roads, or which can be mix of roads and other sectors?
It's a mix of road. It's transmission, right? It's even ropeway also. But then, when I'm saying it is 2 lakh crore for the next year, I'm saying because you see, government has claimed again and again that they would be, you know, achieving target of their awarding target or their execution target. And in fact, in the month of January itself, or Secretary Moth has again claimed that he'll be awarding. They are very much comfortable awarding 10,000 kilometers of the roads in the current financial year.
Mm.
But so far as, I mean, we haven't seen that anything happening on the ground. So, But I am hopeful that if this happens, probably I'll be getting more, at least 4,000 to 5,000 crore projects.
So this 2 lakh crore is only from roads pipeline.
2 lakh crore is not only from road. So road, I already mentioned 1,80,000 crore is road, and 10-15,000 crore is basically transmission. And as we move forward, probably we'll be, you know, diversifying to other projects also. Maybe multimodal logistic or ropeway, or as the government plan is very much in terms of, you know, more projects, more ropeway projects. They have already identified 200 number of ropeway projects amounting rupees, you know, 1.25 lakh crore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sir, last question would be on the equity breakup. So you said 2,100 crore required, 150 crore likely to be invested, 152 in Q4. So what would be the balance breakup in 25, 26, 27? Equity investment
would be in the range of 700 crore on yearly basis, 750 crore.
Okay, on a yearly basis. Right, sir. And sir, on the last thing, sorry, just to mark on the BOT toll segment. So we, looking at our balance sheet size, we can go for, we can go and bid independently. Right? We need not have a joint venture platform, but we can look for a flip model. As you said, like with IndiGrid, you have a flip model for power T&D projects. You can look for a flip model for the BOT toll projects, either through your own InvIT or through other a larger concessioner. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah, so basically idea is certainly will not be, idea would be once that project would be, you know, constructed, certainly we'll try to flip. We'll try to. We don't want to hold that projects for 20, 25 years, 30 years, because some BOT projects are even having concession of 30 years, right? So certainly we'll be, you know, flipping it to some investors, maybe through our InvIT or some other vehicle, or to directly some other investor, depending on, because see, InvIT would be again a listed platform where that InvIT team has to, in fact, that IM has to take that approval of the existing investor over there, right? So I can't comment right now on what has to be flipped through our InvIT or some other InvIT. But yes, of course, idea is to, you know, monetize those assets.
My point was, sorry to interrupt, that once you are bidding right now, so you will be having a some kind of a understanding, like how for India Grid you have understanding that if you are bidding for any power team, then winning, you will transfer to India Grid X number of projects of 5,000 right. crores. So anything like that you are working out right now before bidding?
We will be satisfied. Yeah, yeah, we will be exploring that option as well, because it gives us, you know, extra room for bidding more projects, right?
Yes.
So certainly we will be, you know, looking for those opportunities.
Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thanks a lot and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is the...
May I request you to use your handset mode, please?
Is it fine?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, can you throw some light on the status of execution for hydro project and tunnel project? Have we started the work in third quarter?
Yeah, so we have started on those two projects. And for tunnel, we are, you know, fully mobilized and we are getting good revenue also. And we expect to complete that project before time. That is one aspect for tunnel. And for hydro projects, of course, this is a long duration project. And we have already mobilized. As per the requirement of the client or as per the requirement of the work to be executed over the period. But yes, of course, in hydro projects, there are one or two more entities which are working over there, and my scope of work would be, you know, my work would be dependent on the existing companies handing over me that right of way or after completing their project. So to that extent, we are already mobilized over there.
So can we expect a run rate of around 20% per annum in the project for 25 and 26 in the tunnel, the hydro project?
Hydro, it is too early to say 25% on yearly basis, because once I have that, you know, entire ROW with me and entire, I would say, because it is to be handed over to me by, you know, previous contractor, right? So then only I'll be able to communicate. As of now, I don't see, unless until probably next 6 months of time, I'll be getting that I would say ROW to with me. Then only I'll be able to you know, comment on this particular piece.
Okay. So secondly, have we started to work on MMLP or ADA is yet to come?
Yeah, yeah. So we have get that financial closure done for the MMLP, and we are in advanced stage. We are in very advanced stage in finding that our operating partner for that MLP, because we are, you know, new in terms of operation of those MLP, right? And we are looking for an operating partner who is having, you know, enough and more than enough expertise in terms of operating those MLP. And we are already have already identified. We'll be able to close that partnership in either maybe 1 month of time. As far as that declaration appointed date for the project is concerned, probably what we believe is that land aggregation or land acquisition issue is already going on over there, and we'll be able to get that land maybe another 1 month of time. So maybe in the last week of March or first week of April, we'll be having that appointed date declared for the project.
Okay, and sir, lastly, the equity commitment you said around 2100 crores, so it is for HAM and all other projects, MMLP, T&D, everything included?
All BOT projects where we have to put equity.
And what is the amount of equity that we have put in the first 9 months this year?
Around 450 crores.
Okay, so the start of the year, the equity required was around 2,550 crores at March
23. This can't be because see, when we are adding more projects during the year, it would be, you know, my to that extent, my equity requirement would be, you know, changing for the current year.
So incrementally for the current set of projects, we have to put around 2,100.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Most of questions have been answered. Just a couple of things. First is CapEx in the 9 months is how much you said, and for full year and for next year, given the we are looking at a 5% decline in FY25, how much CapEx are we looking at?
See, for first 9 months, it is around 80 crore, right? For the current year, we are expecting not more than 100 crore for the current year, right? For next financial year, again, because, see, we have already started our office building program. We are constructing our office building in Gurgaon only, and majority of CapEx is going into that project only. So, if you are talking about plant and machinery, we may be, you know, not adding more than 50 crore or 75 crore on yearly basis. And yes, our office building program, which is going on, may be completed in next 1 year time. So overall CapEx commitment would be in the range of 125 crore, 125 crore even next year,
Okay, so on the building, we are roughly spending closer to 50 odd crore.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Sir, just to coming back to the again on the execution front. So I'm just trying to get the number. I know the previous participant has asked the same thing. This quarter we have done close to 1,806 crore revenue. Last year fourth quarter we have done 1,995, so 2,000 odd crore. So on that, we are looking at a 10% growth, so close to 2,200 crore revenue in the fourth quarter, with a closer to a 14% EBITDA margin.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And, lastly, sir, what's the console data?
Console debtors.
Yes.
Console debtors, you are asking about December 2023?
Yes, sir.
290 crore.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have a next question from the line of Yash Dantewaria from Dante Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So you said something about getting into waterways and basically building EPC. Could you elaborate on that, please?
So we are evaluating, you know, other EPC opportunities, maybe in building and construction, right? Construction building, maybe residential, official, or industrial building, and even waterways also, where we find that opportunities exist, right? And we are evaluating those sectors as well.
Yeah, what would be the scalability of these projects? Or the opportunity size on these two particular sectors, what would be the opportunity size?
What I would say is that maybe in next 3 years of time, let's say if we enter into those space, we'll be, you know, surpassing our revenue from what we are right now clocking from this highways. So maybe, you know, equivalent opportunities we see in those sectors.
But what is, so you said you'll take 3 months to come out with a plan and finish.
Yeah. So idea is to evaluate what kind of profitability exists over there and what kind of opportunity. See, unless until this business, we found that it is sustainable on its own, probably. And that's how we are taking time to evaluate those opportunities.
Yeah. Also, did you give any guidance for FY26? I'm sorry, the line was a little choppy at my end, so I missed it. Did you give any guidance for FY26?
FY26, yes, depending on the order book which
going to be, sorry for cutting you off. You said FY25 is going to be flattish to -5% revenue.
Right.
Yeah. So FY26, did you say anything? If not, can you please comment on that?
Yeah. So FY26, I mean, our target revenue for the current next financial year would be 15,000 crore, and expecting another 5,000 crore in the current financial year itself. So that order book, right? So assuming this kind of order book we get into our fold, we'll be having 15%-25% kind of growth for the FY26.
Rev top line growth, right?
Right.
And also, by when can we expect any sort of, let's say, a conclusion on an evaluation on the EPC of waterways and building construction? Because we both know that real estate and that part of the EPC business is doing extremely well, right? So I'm sure, you know, the markets would love to know. So by when can we expect some sort of conclusion to your evaluation on this front? When can we hear from you regarding this?
I already mentioned next 3 to 4 months of time.
So next con call would be a great time to get back to you with this?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your patience. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So thank you. Thank you all the participants who has been, you know, in support of us and has been supporting to us in our, you know,
Journey.
In our growth journey or, right, and thanks for your patience, right, for hearing us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.